Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Phil Bradley. Batting second. The first baseman, Jim Traber. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Joe Orsilak. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Melvin. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rene Gonzalez. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Pete Harnish. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting second. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Batting third. The DH, Deion James. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete O'Brien. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Brad Kaminsk. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. And now, play ball. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bradley hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Kaminsk. Bradley reaches second base with a double. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Traber hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Orsilak is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Orsilak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brown hits a line drive into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Fermin takes first base on ball 4. Deion James is at the plate with a count of 1-1. James hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fermin moves to second. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1-2. O'Brien strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sheets is hit by the pitch. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Melvin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Brad Kaminsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaminsk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Allenson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett strikes out. One out. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bradley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bradley is hit by the pitch. Gonzalez moves to second. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber is 0 for 1 in the game. Traber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Gonzalez moves to third. Bradley moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Furman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Furman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Deion James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. James is 0 for 1 in the game. James hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Furman moves to second. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Furman scores. Carter moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsulac is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Orsulac is 0 for 1 in the game. Orsulac hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Devereaux strikes out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sheets is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sheets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Melvin is 0 for 1 in the game. Melvin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Orsulac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brad Kaminsk, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kaminsk is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaminsk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allenson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Hewlett, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Kaminsk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first, with Candiotti covering, for the out. Two outs. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bradley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Bradley hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Furman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Furman bunts between the mound and first base. Harnish scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Furman for the out. Brown moves to third. One out. Deion James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. James is 0 for 2 in the game. James hits a fly ball into right field. Orsulac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Carter is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Traber is 0 for 2 in the game. Traber hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Orsulac is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Orsulac is 0 for 2 in the game. Orsulac hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Orsulac. The throw from Allenson and he is safe. Orsulac steals second. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 2 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. O'Brien takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harnish fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Orsalak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sheets is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Sheets hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Melvin is 0-for-2 in the game. Melvin hits a fly ball into center field. Kaminsk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett takes first base on ball 4. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez bunts in front of the plate. Allenson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brad Kaminsk is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Kaminsk is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaminsk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andy Allenson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. There goes Kaminsk. The throw from Melvin and he is safe. Kaminsk steals second. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Allenson is 0-for-2 in the game. Allenson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Kaminsk moves to third. Two outs. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Furman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug Jones now pitching. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bradley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Bradley strikes out. One out. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Traber is 0-for-3 in the game. Traber hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Orsalak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Orsalak hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ripken scores. It's Orioles, 1, Indians, 1. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Devereaux is 0-for-3 in the game. Devereaux hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Deion James batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. James is 0-for-3 in the game. James hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Carter is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. O'Brien hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Sheets hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stan Jefferson pinch runs for Larry Sheets. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Melvin is 0 for 3 in the game. Melvin bunts towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Jefferson moves to second. One out. Tim Hewlett batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 3 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Paul Zuvella pinch runs for Brooke Jacoby. Corey Snyder batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a line drive into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brad Kaminsk is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Kaminsk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kaminsk hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.